Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this time is that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? We're talking about the men and the women. Yeah. Men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer, from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. All right? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Swagger down pat, call my shit Patricia, young money militia, and I am that commissioner. You don't want to stop wheezing cause the F is for finisher. So misunderstood, but what's the world without enigma? Two bitches at the same time, synchronized swimmers. Got the girl twisted cause she open when you twist her. Never met the bitch, but I fuck her like I missed her. Life is a bitch, and death is her sister. Sleep is the cousin, what a fucking family picture. You know father time, and we all know mother nature. It's all in the family, but I am of no relation. No matter who's buying, I'm a celebration. Black and white diamonds, fuck segregation. Fuck that shit, my money up. You niggas just hunting up. Young money running shit, and you niggas just running up. I don't feel I done enough, so I'ma keep on doing this shit. Let's go shit a young tuna fish. Yeah, I'm going back in. Okay, I lost my mind. It's somewhere out there stranded. I think you stand under me if you don't understand me. Had my heart broken by this woman named Tammy. But hoes gon' be hoes, so I couldn't blame Tammy. Just talked to mom, told her she the sweetest. I beat the beat up, calling self-defense. Swear man, I be seeing through these niggas like sequence. Niggas think they heathen, pow, pow, the end. Talking to myself because I am my own consultant. Married to the money, fuck the world, that's adultery. You full of shit, you close your mouth and let your ass talk. Young money eating, all you haters do is asshole. Stop playing, bitch, I got this game on deadbolt. Mind so sharp, I fuck around and cut my head off. Real nigga all day and tomorrow. But these motherfuckers talking crazy like they jaw broke. Glass half empty, half full, I'll spill ya. Try me and run into a wall, I'll feel the. You know I'm a ball till they turn off the field lights. The fruits of my labor, I enjoy them while they still right. Bitch, stop playing. Do it like a king do. If these niggas animals, then I'ma have a mink soon. Tell them bitches I say put my name on the wall. I speak the truth, but I guess that's a foreign language to y'all. And I call it like I see it. And my glasses on. But most of y'all don't get the picture unless the flash is on. Satisfied with nothing. You don't know the half of it. Young money, cash money. Paper chaser, tell that paper, look, I'm right behind ya. Bitch, real G's moving silence like lasagna. People say I'm borderline crazy, sorta kinda. Woman of my dreams, I don't sleep so I can't find her. You niggas are gelatin, peanuts to an elephant. I got through that sentence like a subject and a predicate. Yeah, with a swag you would kill for. Money too strong, pockets on bodybuilder. Jumped in a wishing well, now wish me well. Tell them kiss my ass, call all that kiss and tell. Yeah, word to my mama, I'm out of my llama bean. Don't wanna see what that drama mean. Get some drama mean, llama scream. Hotter than summer sun on a Ghana queen. Now all I want is hicks, bitch, Wayne signed a fiend. I play the side for you niggas just trying to front and see. Son of gun, son of Sam, you niggas the son of me. Pause for this dumb speech, I glow like Buddha. Disturb me, and you'll be all over the flow like Luda. Bitch, I flow like scuba, bitch, I'm bold like Cuba. And I keep a killer hoe, she gon' blow right through ya. I be mackin' bout my second amount, I pack like a mover. Shout the ratchet for backin' out on behalf of my shooter. Niggas think they high as I come laugh at your ruler. Cash money cold, bitch, but I actions is cooler. When these niggas out of they mind, and it's only fuck niggas some hundred times. Gotta keep them bucks, they be on my mind. Fuck these, I fuck these on your mind. Pause, I beat them on my grind. Get a beat a little up, keep on my sign. In the middle, hit them my piece on my side. Cause ain't no peace on my side. Bitch, I'm a man, I visit urinals the bride. Don't tell me who I'm shooting when the funeral outside. I'm uptown, thoroughbred, a BX, nigga, you heard? Gunna.
Big brr.
Jerry Productions.
I don't know where you get something back for me, shit. Shit. You gotta get this shit in blood, huh?
Bitch, I got my own fight, don't need security in the club. All they woofing on the neck, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they would. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodger X, niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s, want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took that shit from you, come get it back in blood. If a nigga killer ain't dead, you should wear no RP shirt. We had 300 shots up in the car before we picked up dirt. Niggas who ain't got shit going, go grab a glizzy, get alert. Shots to G-Post RP, and Reezy in the dirt. Gotta know I go too far. Got two O's up on this honey. One of them might stand for O Block. About 20 some shots left up in the K. 15 still in the Glock. Keep my door locked and stop. I like getting on feet, pass the cop. We get up close, doing dirty. I ain't showing love. 11,000 all ones. Left my right pocket in the club. Two faces up on me, dirty. I went got it out the mud. If I took some, get it in blood. I don't give a fuck where we was. Bitch, I got my own. If I don't need security in the club. All they woofing on the neck, nigga. I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they would. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Brr, bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodge Rex, niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s, want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood.
Killed your man, you keep on talking, better get that shit in blood. Get my shorty, them a dub, then they gon' walk inside this club. Hit his little ass with that switch, I bet that switch with up his nerve. Fuck the odds inside my city, lil' bro, put them in the mud. You can't come back to your hood, huh?
Nope.
He was dissing on my cousin, now his ass all in that wood, huh?
Boom, boom, boom. Book his ass, I wish he would come.
Pussy. D-Roy pop up out that car with that new Glock, I wish he would run.
Hit that splint, bitch, I'm really icy. Really icy.
Push icy, that's my dog. But boy, you know I'm really shy.
My nigga.
You told all them OT niggas that you really sly.
Pussy.
Tell the truth about your game, bitch, they really dying.
Bitch, I got my own fight, don't need security in the club. All they woofing on the neck, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they would. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Brr, bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodger X, niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s, want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood.
Bitch, brr, come get it back in blood.
Jerry Productions.
Yeah. I know we just signed the deal, but I need my advance on the next one too. They know I'ma be around. Yeah. I need it.
Metro Boomin want some more.
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time to be alive. You and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking teams? Are we talking teams? Are you switching sides? Wanna come with me? Look at the smile on me. Look at the aisle on me. I do not chase girls, but they run a mile for me. Say she gon' ride for me, I buy the tires for you. This game is different, you only get one shot when niggas gon' file on you. Man, fuck them all. Man, we want it all. Don't get too involved. We gon' knock it off. And to top it off, I'm with all the dogs. It's a new season, and we still breathing. And I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. Man, what a time to be alive. I'm Drake and Lee. They thought I'd die. I run with kidnappers. I'm talking about kidnappers. I'm talking about murdering niggas. I'm talking about carjackers. You just a battle rapper. I'm an official trapper. Niggas be driving subliminal niggas. They did some jibber jabber. We take a melee yeller, then we fill it with red forever ever. These niggas so jealous. Man, these niggas get scared, they tell. I fuck a check up on everything. I bought some ice when the feds came. I bought that big new Celine, I got rings, I got reds like Serena. All of my rings, Aquafina, my bitch Aquafina. Pluto and Jupiter, I go to Venus. I'm fresh out this store, but I'm not out the cleaner. Who keep a skunk of these niggas, they lose. Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time.
I just got a new Porsche. Rocket. it got a Rari, that's a new horse. Smoke a pussy nigga like a Newport. Yeah. Hey, yeah, what's your net worth? Yeah. Pussy boy, what's your net worth? Diamonds run my neck like what my net worth? Yeah. Bitches bust down. My wrist is bust down. It's bust down. Let me get my Apple Watch bust down. It's bust down. Yeah. Yo, bitch, just do bust down. She bust down. I don't get too fucked now. No fucks now. No. Just saucin' and boilin', I'm just foolin', I'm all in. I got big racks, my light is spinning. Yeah, whoa. I just got a new Porsche.
All right, all right. Peace to the gods. Let me start these lives. All right, I'm live on YouTube. I'm live on the gram. It's up and popping. Peace to the gods. You now listening to Consultation Wednesday, where I answer all y'all's questions on the various processes that I teach. And we got an upcoming seminar, February 26th, Sunday. And it's called Setting the Record Straight Seminar. Tickets is $360. It's going to be here in Atlanta, Georgia. What I'm going to be dealing with. Oh, y'all gonna love this. I'm gonna be dealing with discharge injunction. Discharge injunction. I'm gonna teach y'all how to do this discharge injunction where they have no choice but to discharge your debts. Now, this is the only place I'm teaching it. I'm not teaching it online. I'm not teaching it in another seminar or another webinar, right? Reason being is every goddamn body is stealing my processes and acting like it's theirs. I'm tired of that shit. And this is too important for me to give it out to every fucking body so that they could bite it. It ain't gonna happen. Now, with that being said, those who attend the seminar, you are going to have to leave your phones in the car or else your phone is going to be confiscated when you get into the meeting room. There'll be no type of recording going on. Not even a little bit. Right? So y'all better pay attention to what I'm teaching and then y'all will get a template. That's it. I ain't teaching it no more. Plain and simple. Right? Now, I'm going to give you a little snippet tonight. A little snippet. And a lot of y'all had some of the laws for this, but y'all didn't comprehend it. So, right now I'm looking at what y'all call HJR 192. Actually, Public Law 73 through 10. And it says to assure uniform value to the coins and currency of the United States. Whereas the holding or dealing in gold affect public interest and therefore are subject to regulation and restriction. And whereas the existing emergency has disclosed that provision or obligations which purport to give the obligee the right to require payment in gold or a particular kind of coin or currency of the United States or in an amount of money of the United States measured thereby obstruct the power of Congress to regulate the value of money of the United States and are inconsistent with the declared policy of the Congress to maintain at all times equal power of every dollar coin or issued by the United States. See, now, one thing y'all had to really pay attention to, they just declared it was a national emergency. Under the national emergency of 1933, they asked y'all to give in your gold and silver coins. So y'all literally gave them gold and silver, which is lawful money to the American government, lawful money all around the world, right? What did they give you when you gave them the lawful money? They gave you an IOU, which is called a Federal Reserve Note. Now, because they took your actual gold and silver, which is the only lawful money according to the Constitution, because of emergency, they had to pay their bills. So they asked y'all for help to lend them some money, gold and silver. Now, because they did that, they became obligated to pay the American people's bills. Obligated. Which means any bill that you had and you presented to them, they have to pay. Because you are America's creditors because you lent your gold and silver. Yeah, you ain't never heard it that way. No one ever explained to you how you had the right to discharge. Now, there's way more into this law. And it's way more other laws I'm going to show you. It's actually shit like this inside the U.S. Code. And they will get locked up for not discharging. This same law says they can't ask you for any particular kind of coin, currency, or in any amount. And it's against, declared to be against public policy during this national emergency. And it's called the national banking emergency, right? You're still under it right now. No one's ever told you how to use the laws themselves to make it where they had to discharge. This is the things I'm going to show you in this up and coming seminar. Now, if you're not there, you're not going to learn it. And you're not going to get the information. So I don't care what you got to do. If you got to take off work, take a vacation, whatever, you better get there or you better send someone there who has a great memory. But anyway, with that being said, let me open up the call lines because this is Consultation Wednesday. So let me get to it. I'm going to 646-217. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the gods. How you doing today, Elder Ali?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great as well. Sitting here with the cap on, ready to learn.
Right, right.
So you said that's part of the national banking emergency. Is that the National Banking Act you were talking of?
They were under the National Currency Act, right? Or
right.
The National Banking Act. But then in 1933, they had an emergency. They were going bankrupt. They were going bankrupt. They didn't have enough to pay their bills, right? So they asked you American people to hand in your gold and silver. See, because at the time, they had to pay all their bills with gold and silver to the other countries. See what I'm saying?
Yep. So how does it play where right now they didn't reach their credit cap? That has nothing to do with the two of them, right?
That's a game that they're playing because they want a what? They want a cashless society to come in. But think about this. could they have really reached a credit limit if the credit is built on the American people and it's more American people being born every day?
Good point. Nope, they cannot.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Now, what they claim is have the American people and the rest of the people of the world lose faith in them. That could happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that ain't our problem. This is, well, the problem with what you just said, yo, we running out of time. So I'm going to teach y'all how to discharge everything now while y'all can. This is why y'all better be there, or you may not get the proper information to do it again.
Fact.
And they trying to push this new money. When they push this new money, you ain't going to have the power to discharge it. So you better discharge every fucking thing now.
Okay, got you. That makes sense. That definitely makes sense. Absolutely. Absolutely makes sense. Now, I got two questions. Well, it's probably a two-part question.
Yeah.
So when we're doing a notice of removal, right, and you're speaking on how
the higher court says, the discharge seminar is happening on the 26th. I've said it a million times. The discharge seminar is happening on the 26th of February. Go to jonahbay.com and get the information, the flyer, to see the flyer and pay for your tickets, or you show up at the door. But you might want to get it ahead of time because it might be too packed for you to show up at the door. But, yeah, that's where it's happening, jonahbay.com. Stop asking me crazy questions. If I said it's going to be a seminar, even if you didn't know the day, you know to go to jonahbay.com to get the information. All right, go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, I was asking about the when you do a notice of removal, you were speaking on how you got to explain how the higher court has the jurisdiction. So my question was, is that because we did the constitutional challenge on the state statute and we didn't get a response, so now we need the higher court to see it, or is it because we're doing the 241-242 suit?
Can you reword that? I didn't understand the question.
Okay, so when we're doing a notice of removal, because we're doing a 241-242 suit on a DUI case and the constitutionality of a state statute has been challenged, is that what gives the higher court the jurisdiction, or is it the 241-242 suit?
So, see, this is what I'm saying. Y'all ain't studying good enough. What is a 241-242 suit used for?
Violation of your rights protected by the Constitution.
Great. Good. I'm happy because I was about to foul on you. I'm happy. Now, if it's a DUI, did they violate your rights protected by the Constitution?
Absolutely.
Then what gives the court jurisdiction?
What gives the court jurisdiction?
Mm-hmm.
Which court, the higher court or the lower court?
The court that you're going to be going into, the higher court.
The higher court, okay. The higher court, I would say it gives a jurisdiction because that – it's the,
no, I said what gives them jurisdiction?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm thinking because the
Okay. I ain't even going to get on you. I'm not going to get on you, but some shit knows. You give them jurisdiction. And that's when you get to name what law the court is going to use. And I already tricked you. I asked you, what did 241-242 is for? And you told me.
Yeah. Okay.
That is the jurisdiction that you're giving them.
Come in using the constitutional protected rights. That was violated.
You're coming in under, the court has jurisdiction under 241-242 in 1983, violation of my rights protected by the Constitution. You can read the law. It tells you exactly what it's used for. See, y'all don't understand. If y'all not putting in where you give them jurisdiction, then you allow them to pick any jurisdiction they want to. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So you kind of asked a crazy question, because if you know it's a 241 suit, what law are you going to say they got to be up under? What law is the jurisdiction? The jurisdiction is whatever law you're trying to use.
Got you. I just needed clarity.
So it says whoever under color of law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom willfully subjects any person or state or territory of deprivation of any rights, privileges, and immunities secured by the Constitution or laws of the United States. Now check it. Constitution says they need a warrant and an affidavit in support of the warrant to stop you in the first place. So when you did a DUI, they didn't have no warrant or none of that. How the hell did they have the right to stop you? That's called false arrest. See,
correct.
Now that kind of tells me you probably didn't, you wasn't on the 241, 242 lawsuit webinar. Because I broke all of that down in that webinar. I gave you case laws that proved that it was false arrest in that webinar. You see what I'm saying?
So I wasn't on that webinar, but I did catch it after the fact. So I've been going over it a couple times. I got to do it a couple more to get more familiar with it.
Yeah, because you really don't have all the information down packed, my brother.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. That's why I was like, let me call and ask.
This is what I'm saying. Because of the way people ask the questions and what questions they ask me, I know how far they are in their studies. You see what I'm saying? I know. And I know you've been studying because you knew what 241, 242 was used for. But you didn't know that's jurisdiction.
Right.
You
go back and read the treaties.
The treaty jurisdiction, which I call the supremacy law, right? And that would work. That would work. But it's not right for the case that you're doing. The case you're doing is strictly for the Constitution, not treaties. You see what I'm saying? You used a part of the Constitution or one of their codes to say, this is what I'm going to be talking about.
Right.
And that's what the jurisdiction is. You see?
Got you.
All right, Tim. Peace, God.
Peace.
All right. 901-631. Peace to the God.
Peace, God.
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I know last time, man, you was having problems with the sound and stuff, man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Quick question. I say on your website you had a writ of discovery, and then you also had a discovery template.
You
want to
use the writ of discovery. The discovery is old.
That's old?
Yeah.
Okay. And that child support template, is it in it? It you said you updated that, so it's different than the one that you was
I got a while back, right? I took that crappy one that Akeem made down. The only one that exists is the new one.
It's a new one. Okay. I'm going to cop that one. Another thing about the seminar, will we be able to take notes?
Of course.
Okay. Just can't record.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, man, count me in. I'll be there for sure. That's really all I needed to really ask, God. Man, I appreciate it.
All right, then. Peace, God. If I started the old process with child support but didn't finish it, I never sent the rebuttal mentioned in Rule 8, should I get the child support injunction? Yes, you should do the child support injunction. Get it. Start over. The child support injunction is way superior to the old process that I showed y'all. See, Supreme Court said that child support is unconstitutional. It violates what is it? It violates separation of power, and it violates due process. The child support injunction I just did goes all into how it violated due process and all that. It's impossible for you to lose with this new, separation of powers. It's impossible that you can lose your case with the new child support injunction. So, yeah, that's the one you want to use, all right? All right, I'm going to 312-859. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hi, Jonah. This is Christina. How you doing?
Hello, Christina.
Hi. So I have a couple of questions. I'm just in a real bad situation right now. It's a custody battle that's been going on since 2016.
I can't listen about custody for a child. What I do is I show y'all how to get off of child support, but that all that custody stuff, y'all got to work out. You and the baby's father. I don't do anything about that. I know nothing about that. Because the child support court itself shouldn't have jurisdiction over those matters in the first place.
Okay. Well, okay, so... Well, let me just ask you really quick. Maybe you can kind of just answer this question. It's about a court order that was signed, basically for me not to file any motions without permission from the court.
Bullshit. That says that they're denying you due process. So you need to take – did they put that in writing?
Yes. Yes, it happened today. That's
good.
Why I'm like...
Stop. Let me talk.
Okay.
Throw your ass down. You need to go get a 241, 242 suit and sue them for violation of your rights. They can't stop you from doing due process. Your motions is part of your due process. Use... Okay. That letter as proof that they violated your rights. Go to federal court and get paid.
Okay.
I bet you if you do that suit, they start trying to talk to you, trying to give you whatever you want to.
Okay. So federal court, you say 241,
242? 241, 242 webinar is going to teach you all about how to do. And then you're going to get a consultation so I can look over your paperwork, make sure it's right for your situation. And then you're going to file it in the federal court and sue.
Okay. And one other, so I wasn't properly served. It was a hearing. I wasn't properly served for a hearing either.
Dog, you're about to sue them in court. You can put all of that in your right, in your lawsuit.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you,
you
so much.
So, no problem. You too. All right. 585-500. Peace to the God. Hey.
Peace to the God.
What up?
I'm so happy and grateful that life comes in my knees and great health.
You sound happy.
Come to you, I, and the listener, ASAP and easily, I say.
Ashay, you sound happy.
I'm a little happy, just a little bit.
Oh, sit your happy ass down somewhere.
I'm calling to get some confirmation tonight. what's good, Big Daddy Moses?
Nothing much. What's up with you? What's going on with your life?
A lot. So, I know I sent you a copy of this response that I got back. I'm in just a query about it.
They asked you for more time, right? And
yeah.
And the court denied their more time because they already put in a motion to dismiss, right?
Uh-huh.
So the court is going to hear the case.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I figured that's what was going on. So my question tonight is, I wanted to share with you how I was going to move, because it's like I'm playing spades right now. And I feel like I got a lot of different things I can put down, but I want to put down what's right, because I know that I think that I can circumnavigate the case. So I put in, so do you think, even when, since the judge objected to the motion, that I shouldn't even put in no objection, since he already objected to that motion?
Of course. Why would you need to put in a response when he already shot it down?
Okay. And so
now you will have to answer their motion for dismissal.
Yes.
That's
and the way that I answer that is putting in my own motion to dismiss what they're saying, correct?
Well, I want you to go to the Federal Rules of Procedure, motion to dismiss. Google that. Read the rules.
Okay. Is that in the Rule 12?
I forget which one. That's why I just said it the way I said it.
Okay. Put it in like you said it correctly. Follow directions.
Right.
Okay. Federal Rule 12 governs motion to dismiss. A defendant making a motion to dismiss must do so before filing an answer or other responsive pleading. And the motion is generally due to the defendant's answer would have been due. That's kind of convoluted. Hold on.
And no, it just said you got to put it in before you ask for anything else. So they only put it in just to stall for more time when they ain't even got nothing to say. That's what it just said.
Yeah, I felt like the man was scrambling because they.
That's what he was doing.
He called my mom and asked her for more time.
Right.
And she, now I know you'll be talking to us about going in the proper order of things, like when you talk about people asking for discovery and don't ask for a motion to dismiss first, you ask for discovery. Now, in my case, I was asking for a notice to produce. So I was wondering, would that kind of counteract my motion to dismiss if I put in a notice to produce? Because my case is based off of the third-party debt collector letter with those
interrogatories. I understand what you're saying. I know what your case is about, right?
Yes.
I don't see a problem with that.
Okay. And, of course, with putting a motion to dismiss in, Trenzian, and
That would be your reply to the motion to dismiss. Trinsky versus Cagliari is hearsay.
So I know with the motion to
dismiss,
going to
say objection, hearsay, because a goddamn lawyer could have no proof. He was not there. He's not a witness.
And he don't have, firsthand knowledge about the situation.
That's what
as
I
well
just
too.
Said.
Okay. I didn't hear you say that part. My phone broke up. Excuse me. So they also made mention to say that, like, the lawyer said that I didn't have a bona fide dispute.
Long as you did your third party debt collector letter first and you show that as exhibits, you're gonna deny his motion and show the exhibit of the bona fide dispute and what day you sent it with the green card. You see how that works?
Yeah. Yes, I have that. So I'll get all that
when y'all started. You know what I mean?
And which I did, because I put my exhibits in my complaint
answer to his motion. So he has no merit for a motion to dismiss when you show right here.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, do you think it'd be being too too bold if I put the judge's oath in as an exhibit as
you
well?
You have
too?
No need. God dang on. Why would you want to piss the judge off? First of all, every judge is bound by the Constitution. Why would you need his oath to say he's bound? You know he's bound.
I do, but I just put that in there some, like, safe haven for me because I know that they play dirty
it
in there.
Does,
so.
All it does is pisses them off. It does not help you. What helps you
well,
is the
Constitution. Okay. Well, that's why I call for consultation tonight.
He has the oath because the Constitution says he must have it. He has. The Constitution says anything that goes against the Constitution, he must declare it void. The Constitution is the power, not the oath.
So when we do put the oath in some of our cases,
I never did. I got them all downstairs. I've never used it, not once. It's not necessary. It's just extra paperwork. A wise man speaks with few words.
Okay. Okay. I can't overstand that. Thank you for the clarity.
No doubt.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan.
All right. Peace.
Have a good night. Peace.
Thank you. You too. Peace. 650-323. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah Bay. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, great. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great as well.
I'm drinking this water trying to get rid of my hunger pains. I ain't eat yet. I'm going to eat after the show. You know what I mean? I'm actually hungry. Hungry.
I heard that. Enjoy. Question about your the 26th seminar.
Yes.
Seminar. You got template for those
too.
Who attend.
Webinar, seminar. Because right after that, in March, I got the webinar, treaty injunction webinar. So all these different injunctions confusing my ass.
I hear you. I'll be on that March one. I don't know if I can make this February. I'm in California.
Well, I'm sorry. You better send someone if you can, because you don't want to be
bending you. No, I do.
Then you need to work it out with someone. You can't go
someone
else go that can write good notes.
Right. I'm going to have to look into that for sure.
Find a way. Don't make no excuse. You find a way.
Exactly.
See, I already know how to do it, so I don't care.
All right, man. Don't rub it in. But you said that there's gonna be a template for that, right?
Yes.
And that is just for those who attend.
Let me ask you something. What good? Yep, the only people that's there is gonna get it. Now, what good is a template? You don't even have the instructions on how to use it.
Well,
and
I know on your website you've had these consultations.
You already know I put traps in the template. The only place I'm going to discuss what traps is in the template is going to be at that seminar. Why?
Right. Well,
I'm putting traps in the template so the template won't work when people try to use it who wasn't there.
That's the plan.
Too many motherfucking bootleggers and haters are stealing all my shit. So if you understand the information, you can fix the template. If you don't, you won't be able to.
Right. Gotta get your securities in there. But I was just, the reason why I asked, because I know you had the consultation. Exactly. I know you got consultations for other stuff, webinars.
Actually, right now, I have no consultations. I finished all that I had today. I just seen Angela hit me up, and she says I still got one with her. But the problem with Angela is, and y'all need to stop doing this, stop texting me about, stop putting consultations on Instagram, wherever. You have to text the number that my website gives you for you to get a consultation. I won't even know that you want one. People got to follow instructions, man. I don't know why they don't like to.
I don't know.
Everyone thinks it's special, but guess what? I won't never get to it if you don't text that phone. That's how I know it has to be.
How special you are.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking to send my affidavit of denial of U.S. citizenship to the Secretary of State, U.S. Secretary of State. Should I put it on the non-UCC first?
What are you sending to the Secretary of State?
Affidavit of denial of U.S. citizenship. Are we still doing that?
No. You're going to wait until I give you that treaty injunction. That's not even necessary.
Okay.
I became better, much better.
Right. So it covers that. Cool. Well, that was my question.
Okay. Peace, God.
Thanks, God. Peace.
No doubt. I'm going to 612-270. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You sound sleepy.
No, I've just been sitting here for like 3 hours waiting for a tow truck up here in Minneapolis.
I hate when that happened, dog. And I got all these big-ass rims
man,
on my
you know, car. Brother, stop lying. You know you don't be waiting for no tow truck because none of your cars need to get towed.
I do, because I got these big-ass rims. When I catch a flat, I catch a flat. I can't drive it. But I do got a personal tow truck driver. But sometimes he's out on another thing. It take about 30, 45 minutes. But if it's traffic, nigga, 3 hours. This is Atlanta.
Right. Well, I guess all I want to really say, well, maybe two things. First of all, I got the finally got the authentications handled. That was actually like six months ago almost. I finally got them back. But I want to say it took the federal authentication office, like, about 6 months to get those documents back to me.
Yo, it takes that long now. You got so many people teaching that, and they all got it from me. And all them people who do the secure party creditor crap teach people to authenticate now, too. So, yeah, it's backed up like a mug. And then you already know the government got less workers now because they ain't even got no budget.
Yeah, they. And then I found out, then I realized when I called, because after at like 4 months and I didn't hear anything, I called the authentication office and found out that they have a 6-hour work day, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. East Coast.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So the next day, business day, I called them at like exactly 9 a.m. Then I stayed on the phone the whole time. I did other stuff. I didn't just stay there fixated on the phone, but I paid attention to it. And I recorded it too, you know, the document, whatever the hell happened. And so after 3 hours, the call, you know, of the automated message saying, you know, stay on the line, you'll be helped, you know, whatever. Then the call got disconnected after 3 hours. And then so I literally called back within 15 seconds of my shit getting hung up and continued.
And you said it
was I had same experience again, another 3 hours, and then hung up, and that was their work day right there, 6 hours, boom.
Wow.
So I figured they kept my documents and my money, and I was like, damn. And then another 3 months later or something, then my five, you know, authenticated, you know, certificate showed up.
Right.
But, yeah. And then one more thing, man. I don't know. I never heard anyone mention this, but, you know, I don't know how many people mess with the I'm not going to mess with them no more, Metro PCS. And I don't know who else does this, but they don't let people actually listen to your show.
A lot of people had Metro PCS years ago when I first started, and they will not let that phone call my show.
Right. You got to go to the store and be like, yo, let me add this select. They call it the select shared calling plan. And then the store rep don't know what that is. So they try to add the wrong thing. Like, oh, they try to add Google Plus. I don't like Google. I don't want that. I already
right.
mess with Google too much. And so, you know, but yeah, it's called the select shared calling plan. It's like $3 a month. Man, don't even mess with Metro PCS. None of these other carriers, almost none of them. Have that same. I think T-Mobile does that maybe, but don't quote
rarely
me.
Rarely any of them have that, but that does, and yeah, they really don't want my message getting out. See, what it was years ago, mostly everyone who was listening to me, majority of people had Metro PCS, and they set that up to stop them from listening.
Well, if you find one of these places got the Ultra Mobile, you can get the Ultra Mobile for like $14 per month, and they don't charge any extra to listen to Jonah Bay Live. And speaking of Jonah Bay Live, did you change your YouTube so that now your all your weekly shows are not even visible when you click onto Jonah Bay's video?
No,
so
they did that.
Yeah,
that was wow.
Hey, you're the only channel that I found that on. I haven't seen that happen to, and I looked at a lot of other channels that also have live content, and you're the only one that
did
that too. But
in the last week or two, they did that.
No, that was in a couple months back, bro.
Really?
That was like 2 months ago or something, even a little more maybe.
I just recently noticed, man. But you gotta go into my channel, right? When you go to my channel, then you hit lives, and they're all there.
Yeah, they only show in the non-weekly show content when you go to Jonah Bay's video page. You have to, like you said, click
you
the,
yeah,
live.
Yeah, you got to hit live, and all
you
the live videos will show up.
You can't see all Jonah Bay's content on one page anymore on the YouTube account. They split it into two different pages, and they hid most of the content on the
yep.
on the live page that you
yep.
you can't you ain't even gonna automatically get to unless you click on.
Dead ass.
And I didn't think you did that. I was like, yo, I don't, man.
No
way.
I didn't do that.
Now, I mean, because if you did it, it would have been without intending to split that. But then when you realized it turned out like that, you would have said something. So
I would have said something, and I would have tried to switch it back. Now, I ain't do that. They do that. Like I said, you got to look at what I teach y'all, and that's why that happens.
Peace, God.
Peace, God. Wonderful talking to you. That's our show for today. Go to jonahbay.com, pick up them tickets for the Discharge Injunction Seminar that's going to be on February 26th. Someone asked if they come with a husband and a wife, is it going to be $720? Yeah. You go to the movies, you don't get a two-for-one price. So maybe just one of y'all need to show up to the seminar to get the info. But if y'all both come, yeah. 720. You got to think, how much is it worth to you that you're never going to have to pay your bills ever again? Come on. Come on. All right? So we out of here. Peace to the God.